There's no shortage these days of meat products sold online. Hello, I'm Julie Harker, and this is Healthy Living on Brownfield. Reasons vary for purchasing meat this way, from wanting to buy directly from the producer, wanting to seek out certain meats for cultural reasons, wanting meat raised in certain ways, and the ease of having it directly delivered to your door. Meat inspection falls in four categories: by federal USDA inspectors, state inspection programs overseen by the USDA, custom exempt processing, and voluntary inspected meat purchases. John Aiken with Homegrown Cow says it will arrive at your home frozen.
We always tell customers that They should make that decision right there. If they're going to eat it right away, then of course they let it thaw. But if they're not, they should put it in the freezer right away so that it doesn't start thawing after they open it.
His business connects consumers with farmers directly and vice versa.
It brings customers to the farms where small farmers might not be able to find the customers on their own because they're small farmers. You know, they don't have marketing budgets and they don't have the means to set up anything that's sophisticated that can help the customers find them, so we connect them, if you like, and the meat comes directly from the farm to the consumer.
Aiken says the biggest sales going through his farmers right now are for bulk beef. Consumers want to stock up in preparation for anticipated price increases caused by the drought. I'm Julie Harker.